This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Even after it's ended, the recent government shutdown has polled terribly with most Americans. But one particular group has been increasingly vocal about just how little the shutdown really mattered. No, not the Tea Party, the Tech Party. Investors, entrepreneurs, and others in Silicon Valley are suggesting that as long as Silicon Valley keeps chugging, the government can stay home. Kevin Roos at New York Magazine has been writing about this. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this sort of movement is taking hold. I mean, some people made some comments, I think, recently that you covered, basically suggesting that the government just wasn't really necessary.
There have been some comments recently. One investor said that he thought that the government shutdown was a good thing because stasis and dysfunction kept the government from meddling in the affairs of business and the private sector. And then this past weekend, another startup guy coined a new name for the world outside of Silicon Valley, which he calls the paper belt. So we all live in the paper belt. They live in what the new economy will look like.
Now, I understand the inclination. I understand that government institutions and other large institutions can run slower. But can we also point out that maybe some of these folks are living in a bubble? I assume the investor who made his comments last week is not trying to collect government-issued food stamps and things like that.
These are people who are isolated in a community of like-minded individuals. Surely you wouldn't say that the government shutdown was a good thing if you were a furloughed worker. These are people who don't have to worry about these kind of things. They've largely moved off the public grid and onto their own private grid of services. And, you know, this latest remark is really remarkable because it shows a complete ignorance of the role that government has had in the development of Silicon Valley itself. I mean, the internet was a military project that was funded by the government. So I don't think these people really have the sort of political savvy to sort of know the implications of what they're saying. They're just mad with the government, and so they want to take their ball and run away.
Kevin Roos is a writer at New York Magazine. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you.